Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about fireworks safety and drought conditions in Washington County.
We are gearing up for 4th of July celebrations, which of course mean fireworks, and it means fireworks for many people that will be handling them. So do you want to go ahead and just talk about handling them safely, or maybe how not to handle them might be a better way of putting it?
Safely is the way to be. My family, we do fireworks at my parents' house, and actually my brother and his buddies built an electronic board thing to set them off so they don't just run down the row of fireworks with a lighter and just let them all off and hope that they get out of the way in time. So if you've got people who are smart enough to do that, that's a great idea. But if not, do things as safely as possible. Don't let the little kids, let a responsible adult set them off. Don't drink heavily if you're the one who's going to be lighting off the fireworks. Don't not have shoes on. So have shoes on. That's a good thing, because you never know if you have to run quickly. It's good to have shoes on. And make sure you know what's legal in your state, in your city. So City of Washington, fireworks are not allowed. City of Kelowna, fireworks are not allowed. I think the other cities in the county are, but
double check
that. Most of them have their ordinances posted online, so you can look. But make sure you know what you're allowed to do. Don't shoot off fireworks that are bigger than what you're supposed to. Don't shoot fireworks off next to buildings. Don't shoot them off next to a bunch of people. You know, some of these things that sound like really common sense things, hopefully it's common sense. So yeah, and then the smaller things for the kids. So sparklers. Sparklers are really pretty, and the little kids sometimes, you know, kids want to touch everything. So you might give them a sparkler, and then the other hand reaches up to grab on the sparkly part. So there are lots of other things that the really little kids can do that aren't going to be as much of a safety risk. Glow sticks are great. If you do want your kids to use sparklers and you're like, maybe they're too small, or you're just concerned about their hands getting burnt, there should always be parental supervision so that if something bad starts to happen, it can get mitigated quickly. But, you know, there are ways to make sure that you can still do the fun things and make it safer for everybody. Don't be...
If you're concerned, if you're not sure, maybe just don't do it.
Exactly. Yes. If you have any doubts, just don't do it. Just
let them watch.
Let them watch. Get some pinwheels. So a lot of this, you can get pinwheels for cheap. So, and the little kids love them. They can run around with them. You can still have fun and not have as high of a risk for injury. So there's lots of good things we can do. That'll keep everybody safe.
and speaking of being safe, and I know thinking about environment and where you're having your activities and fun, and even if it's like just a bonfire or outdoor cookout, whatnot, I know we are in a drought. So
yes.
Would you like to talk about that
yes.
as well?
And actually, on Fridays, we get our updated drought briefing. So this most recent briefing that we got is with data through the 27th. So that doesn't include the rain on Thursday, the rain on Friday. As of noon on Friday, we've gotten about 3/4 of an inch. So, yes, it's great, but no, it's nowhere near enough to put a dent in the deficit that we have. So with this most recent briefing, we have actually degraded a level. So this last week, the southern portion of Washington County got downgraded to a level 2, which is severe drought. This week, all of Washington County is now severe drought. So conditions are still incredibly dry. And if you're shooting a ball of fire into the sky, make sure you're watching where it comes down. You don't want to be responsible for lighting a farm field on fire, lighting someone else's house on fire or any of those things. And we really do have a higher risk for that this year. And if you, while you're out checking out your city's ordinances about fireworks, check out what they've all pulled from state code, which establishes fines for if you cause injury or property damage with those fireworks. It's not cheap. So if you have doubts or you think maybe we shouldn't do this, or maybe we should find somewhere else to do it, or
go watch
a professional. We have great fireworks displays throughout Washington County. There's lots of places you can go to check them out. So yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for the tips and tricks about being safe this 4th of July, and thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
That was Marissa Risen joining on today's House & House Washington page to talk about firework safety and drought conditions. House & House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.